getting to grips with the structures. The taxi driver says about the traffic that there's not so much traffic.
Inte så mycket.
The word for not is...
Inte.
This word is placed directly after the first verb in a main clause. Let's see if you can say that you don't speak Swedish. The word for speak is...
Talar.
Now say, I don't speak Swedish.
Jag talar inte svenska.
Good. When Lars heard that the traffic wasn't going to be so bad, he exclaimed...
Vad bra.
That's good, or literally, what good. This way of expressing your views about things can be used with other words, such as fun.
Kul.
In what fun?
Vad kul.
Or how nice.
Vad trevligt.
Getting to grips with the grammar. In conversation 4, part 1, you heard the taxi driver ask Lars who were playing.
Vilka spelar?
Vilka is used when you talk about more than one. If you, for instance, hear somebody play the guitar and you want to know who is playing and it's only one person, you say...
Vem spelar?
Lars asks the taxi driver if he can drive him to Råsunda.
Kan du köra mig till Råsunda?
The word for me is...
Mig.
Let's go through the other words. Me, you, him, etc. Repeat the words out loud after you hear them. Let's start from the beginning. Me.
Mig.
You, as in I'll drive you.
Dig.
Him.
Honom.
Her.
Henne.
Him or her, meaning himself or herself.
Say.
It varies depending on whether it refers to an N-word or an et-word.
Den.
Or it.
Der.
Us.
Oss.
You.
Er.
Them.
Dom.
Let's put this to the test. Can you say, can you drive her to Stockholm?
Kan du köra henne till Stockholm?